Every moment, every breath, we thank Allah. The blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله والصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni channel الحمد لله رب العالمين There are many blessings of reciting Durood-e Pak upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, the essence and soul of our lives, the comfort and coolness of our eyes, the one in whom hope and salvation lies, the one who journeyed through the seven skies, whose face is more beautiful than the sunrise, and who is the owner and distributor of paradise, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Indeed, Akka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, that there will be no shade on the Day of Judgment except for the throne of Allah Azza wa Jal. And three people will remain beneath the shade of the Divine Throne. It was humbly asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who will these fortunate people be? And Akka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the first, the one who relieves the distress of my ummati. The second, the one who revives my sunnah. And the third, the one who recites Durood-e Pak upon me abundantly. Sallu alal Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni channel, the fast of Ramadan became farz for the very first time on the 10th of Shaban, in the second year after Hijrah. And Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, the scholars write that there are different reasons for different acts becoming acts of worship in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. And that like when Hazrat Hajra radiallahu ta'ala anha ran between Safa and Marwa, and Allah Azza wa Jal liked that ada so much that Allah Azza wa Jal made it a compulsory act to run between the two mountains seven times for everybody who performs Hajj and Umrah. In exactly the same way, Akka sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam used to spend some days of Ramadan in seclusion in the ghar of Hira, the cave of Hira, where he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to refrain from eating and drinking and used to worship Allah Azza wa Jal all day and all night. And the scholars write that it is this beautiful memory of the beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spending time not eating and constantly worshipping the Creator Supreme, that Allah Azza wa Jal made it farz for the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to fast in this month of Ramadan. Subhanallah. The previous ummah also fasted, but their manner of fasting was different to the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The amazing prophets of Allah Azza wa Jal had different ways. In some narrations it is said that Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam used to fast on the 13th, 14th and 15th of every month. Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam used to fast every day. Hazrat Isa alayhi salam fasted every day and would never miss a single fast. Hazrat Dawood alayhi salam used to fast on alternate days, fast one day and not fast the next. Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salam used to fast on the first 3 days, the middle 3 days, and the last 3 days of every month. Subhanallah, this was a great act of the pious Anbiya Ikram. My dear Islamic brothers, viewers of Madni channel. In Surah Baqarah Sharif, part 2, verse 183-184, Allah Azza wa Jal says, O believers, fasting has been made obligatory upon you, as was made obligatory upon those before you, so that you may become pious. The days are counted, then whosoever amongst you is ill or on a journey, then the same number of days should be fasted in other days. And who has no strength should give in fine a meal to the needy. Then whosoever does more good, then that is better for him. And fasting is better for you if you know. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, it is there to increase our God consciousness. It is there to make us think of the obvious. In the month of Ramadan, we try and stay away from sins. Why? Because Allah Azza wa Jalla is watching. Even when we are alone, we will not let a sip of water go down our throat. Nobody knows, but we are conscious of the fact that Allah Azza wa Jalla is watching. And it is this concept, which is an amazing Islamic concept, which wakes us up to the reality that our Creator Supreme is always watching and aware, not only of our actions, but even our thoughts. A man once came to the court of Sayyidina Ibrahim bin Adam rahmatullahi alayhi, and he said, Hazrat, I commit sins and I can't stop. Please give me a cure. Hazrat Ibrahim bin Adam rahmatullahi alayhi said, when you have the firm intention to commit sins, give up eating the sustenance of Allah Azza wa Jal. Amazed by this, the man asked, if I'm not going to eat the sustenance of Allah Azza wa Jal, then I'll starve to death. How can I give up this? What sort of advice are you giving me? Allah is the provider. So if I don't eat the sustenance of Allah Azza wa Jal, I've got no choice. Hazrat Ibrahim bin Adar rahmatullahi alayhi answered, how bad is it to disobey the one whose sustenance you are eating? Allahu Akbar. The food we eat, my dear viewers of Madni Channel, is a great gift of Allah Azza wa Jal. The ability to eat it, the ability to chew it, the ability to digest it, the ability to gain energy from it, is all a blessing of Allah Azza wa Jal. The energy, if then used in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal, is one form of being grateful. But if it is used for sins, then that is ungratefulness for the great blessings. The second advice Hazrat Ibrahim bin Adam rahmatullahi alayhi gave, he said, when you make the intention to commit sins, leave the land of Allah Azza wa Jal. Migrate somewhere else. The man was amazed by this and he said, Hazrat, what sort of advice is this? The north, the south, the east, the west, all belongs to Allah Azza wa Jal. You can't get out of the land of Allah. It all belongs to Allah. This is impossible. Hazrat Ibrahim bin Adam rahmatullahi alayhi replied, if it's impossible and you cannot leave the land of Allah Azza wa Jal, then think, how bad is it to disobey the Creator whose land you are living on? The third piece of advice came. The great Shaykh said, when you have the firm intention to commit sin, go and hide yourself somewhere where Allah Azza wa Jal can't see you. Again, the man was astonished. He said, that isn't possible. Allah sees you everywhere. Allah knows everything. Hazrat Sayyidina Ibrahim bin Adam rahmatullahi alayhi said, how bad is it to disobey somebody who you believe is the one who hears everything, the one who sees everything, and you're so sure of it, and yet you commit sin? Allahu Akbar. Moving on to his fourth advice, Hazrat Sayyidina Ibrahim bin Adam rahmatullahi alayhi said, when the angel of death comes, Sayyidina Israel alayhi salam comes, tell him you don't want to give him your soul. Tell him to give you opportunity to repent. The man said, who am I to possess such authority? He's not going to listen to me. He's not going to give me an opportunity to do repentance in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. He's going to take the soul. Hazrat Ibrahim bin Adam rahmatullahi said, if you know that you are powerless and you know that you are not going to get the opportunity to repent at that time, then why don't you repent right now? Moving on to the fifth Madani pearl, The great Sheikh said, after your death, when you go into your grave, and Munkar and Nakir, the two angels of the grave, come, and they start to ask you questions, at that time, refuse to reply. Refuse to reply to them. I said, who am I to refuse to reply? They will punish me, they will ask me. He said, well, if you cannot refuse to reply, then start preparing for the answers. Allahu Akbar. And today, stop committing sins. Today, repent in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Today, turn to your Creator. After giving these Madni pearls, the man was so inspired that he immediately repented and wept bitterly and changed his ways. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, today we have the opportunity in this blessed month of Ramadan to do exactly that. We have an opportunity to turn towards Allah Azza wa Jal, to recognize the sustenance of Allah Azza wa Jal, to recognize that we live on the land of Allah Azza wa Jal, to recognize that the air we breathe is a gift from Allah Azza wa Jal, to recognize that when the time of death comes, we will not be able to delay it for one second, to recognize that we will be asked questions in the grave and we need to prepare, to recognize that we will be held accountable on the Day of Judgment, and today is the time to prepare and build up your good deeds. And what better time is there to start with repentance in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal than this beautiful month of Ramadan al-Mubarak we've been gifted with. In a beautiful hadith of Mubarakah, Aka sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, when a person commits a sin, a black spot is marked on his heart. If he commits another sin, another black spot is marked on the heart. And if he carries on, then gradually the whole of the heart becomes black, and then advice has no effect on the heart. Allahu Akbar. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, may Allah Azza wa Jal save us from developing a heart like this. The month of Ramadan has come to purify our hearts, to cleanse them of these black dots. Today is the opportunity. It is obvious that the hearts become rusty and black. They become polluted. They become dirty. And they become so bad that when you admonish or advise somebody, when you read the ayats of the Quran, when you give them the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it doesn't matter to them. It goes in through one ear and comes out the other. And you think, how can he be so callous? But the reality is that in accordance with this hadith of Mubarakah, the heart is blackened so much. And yet, the month of Ramadan, if taken with both hands, and if one is not heedless and neglectful, and is not negligent in this month, one can start to purify and cleanse the heart. And every act of piety he does, his heart starts to become cleaner and cleaner. Every salah he reads, every namaz he reads, the heart becomes cleaner. Every time he sits down to recite the Quran, the heart becomes clean. Every time he does a good deed, his heart becomes clean. Every time he recites through the Paakum of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it purifies the heart. Every time he is nice to people, it purifies the heart. All the time he keeps his tongue moist in the zikr of Allah Azza wa Jal, the heart becomes purer and purer. This is the beauty of Ramadan. It is an opportunity to take our very dark and dirty hearts, and purifying them brings them closer to Allah and His beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We need to disassociate ourselves with all those environments and all those things that lead to the darkening of our heart. If social media is destroying me, I need to stop it. If television is destroying me and darkening and blackening my heart, I need to change it. If the company of my friends is taking me towards sins, then in this blessed month of Ramadan and Mubarak, I need to stay away from it. And there are, my dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, those unfortunate people as well, who even in the blessed moments of Ramadan, waste their time. Even in Ramadan and Mubarak, Allah, 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 they are listening to music. They are watching films to pass time while they're fasting. They are playing cards. They're playing chess. They're gossiping. They're backbiting. And they are ruining these blessings. Allahu Akbar. And rather than their hearts being purified, their hearts turn even nastier and blacker. And the repenting person and the one who has taken advantage of the month of Ramadan may have entered with a black heart, but exits with the glories of the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal. And the one who enters and continues to commit sin walks away with an even blacker and darker future and a darker heart. Allahu Akbar. It is absolutely vital, the scholars write, that to treat this blackness of the heart, one turns to Allah and His beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And one Madani pearl that the scholars have written, which can assist you in ensuring that your heart remains pure and that it is protected, is to become a murid, a disciple of a perfect murshid. A murshid-e-kamil. In other words, one should associate himself with a pious saint of Allah Azza wa Jal, a friend of Allah Azza wa Jal. And that man that he associates himself with must abide by the sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, must be righteous, must have a vision to purify those who are with him, and increase the love of Allah and His beloved Habib in their hearts. And by increasing the love, takes them on the road to salvation. He motivates them by his beautiful speeches. He encourages them to offer salah. He tries to encourage them to improve their salah. He tries to encourage them to act upon the sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He inspires them to keep good company. He prepares them for the questions in the grave. He gives them consciousness of Allah Azza wa Jal in their actions. He prepares them for the afterlife. And alhamdulillah, in this way, he takes the black and dirty heart and gradually he purifies it. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, in the beautiful environment of Dawat Islami, this is exactly what Peer-e Tariqat Amir al-Sunnah Damat Barakatum al-Aliyah does. Takes those whose hearts have darkened and gradually, through the teachings of the Quran and the sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and by the blessings of the Noor of Gumbad-e-Khazra Sharif, he takes their black and dirty hearts and gradually through the teachings of Islam, he purifies them with spiritual nur and encourages these people to start to pray their salah, encourages these people to learn and read the Quran, encourages these people to start to act upon the sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and takes these youngsters who are disrespectful to everybody they find, and takes them and shows them obedience to their parents, shows them obedience to their elders, shows them how to behave in life, teaches them what life is about, and then teaches them how to live life to maximize the rewards for this world and the hereafter. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, life is very short. Before we know it, we will be in a dark and lonely grave. And in that environment, this Ramadan al-Mubarak is a beacon of light. But it is only a beacon of light if you make it that. If we waste these moments and these precious and priceless gems, then all we will have in the grave is not a beacon of light, but regret and darkness. Allahu Akbar. Everything we earn in this world, the wealth, the children, the cars, will stay behind. But let me tell you, the good deeds you do in this Ramadan al-Mubarak will go with you in your grave, will stay with you and will be by your side on the Day of Judgment. Spend your time wisely. Nobody else is going to come and help you there. Make sure that the sustenance you have is halal. Because if you earn haram, and they let the shaitan deceive you that I'm doing it for my family and my children, they will not be there in your dark and lonely grave. They will not be stood next to you on the Day of Judgment. You will be held accountable for it. Allah Azza wa Jalla is the sustainer. This month of Ramadan is here to give us a reality check. Let's not spend these nights watching films, playing cricket, playing football, or for the youngsters, playing computer games, in the hope that I can pass the time because the time for fasting is very long. This time will pass. As the great scholars said, this time will pass. And rather than have the regret of losing these priceless gems, let's look back and think, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, I was blessed with the honor of worshipping Allah Azza wa Jal. And I didn't waste the precious moments of the month of Ramadan in idle activities. I took advantage of the precious moments, and instead of being of those who were heedless, I spent maximum time reciting the Holy Quran. I used to recite at least one para of the Quran a day. I used to send at least 1,200 times through the Pak of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I used to recite the zikr of Allah and the attributes of Allah azza wa jal every day. I used to spend my time reading Islamic books. I had a thirst and a hunger for pleasing Allah azza wa jal. I had a passion to try and do the maximum I could in this month, whose rewards are endless. Subhanallah, I tried everything to please my Creator. Sayyidina Ibrahim bin Adam rahmatullahi says that the harder a deed is in this world, the heavier it will be on the scales on the Day of Judgment. Subhanallah. My dear Islamic brothers, if we do it in the right way, even the sleep of the fasting person becomes ibadat. Even the time that he spends at work, if he's doing it to please Allah and his beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that becomes ibadat. There was a great wali of Allah Azza wa Jal. And he one day sat down and thought, I'm about 6 years of age. And this waswasa the shaitan gives, that I'm very pious, I don't commit sins. And I won't have that many sins in my book of deeds. So this great saint of Allah Azza wa Jal sat down. And he thought, I'm 60. Multiply that by 12, multiply by 30. I've been alive for 21,600 days roughly. Allahu Akbar. And in 21,600 days, if I've committed one sin a day, that is 21,600 sins. And at the thought of that, and the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal, he fell down. And when he was checked, he had left this world. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, that is a reality check. They were the great saints of Allah Azza wa Jal, and they were looking at one sin a day, and that's how many it was. What boat are we in who commit thousands of sins a day? This month of Ramadan and Mubarak is the one in which we turn to Allah Azza wa Jal with true repentance. This is the month where, in the loneliness of our room or our masajid, we prostrate in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. We humbly cry and we ask for forgiveness. And Alhamdulillah, if we do it sincerely, then with the blessings of this month, the thousands and thousands of sins that we've committed, day and night, Allah's mercy will forgive. But we have to turn and we have to try. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that value five things before five things. First, value youth before old age. You are young today. Ramadan Mubarak is here. Spend the days and nights pleasing Allah Azza wa Jal, reading the extra nawafil, trying extra efforts, reading the Quran, building up your stamina, working hard, keeping your tongue moist in the zikr of Allah Azza wa Jal. When you're older, you might not be able to do it. Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said then, the second, value health before illness. Today, if you're healthy, take this Ramadan al-Mubarak with both hands and try and maximize every moment. Because maybe next Ramadan al-Mubarak, you may be ill. What are you going to do? Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said the third thing was value wealth before deprivation. So if you've got money today, spend it in the cause of Allah Azza wa Jal. Rather than it go and then tomorrow when you haven't got money, you regret the fact that you haven't spent it in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal and made a true investment in your future for the grave and the hereafter. The fourth thing that Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said was that value leisure before business, i.e. value your time. Now, if you've got time, spend it in the worship of Allah Azza wa Jal. Spend it on good deeds. Because there may come a time where you don't have time to do all these extra activities. And finally, the best of creation, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, value life before death. Because one of the biggest regrets we will have is the time that we wasted. And we will ask in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, Ya Allah, send me back. I want to do deeds that please you. I want to take advantage of this month of Ramadan where your rewards were untold. They were amazing. There was no limit on your rewards. And yet I wasted it. But no matter how much we plead in the grave on the day of judgment, we will not be able to come back. Today is the time to value these things. My dear Islamic brothers, let's take advantage of this Ramadan of Mubarak and let's please Allah and His beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ameen, bijahin Nabil Ameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Every moment, every breath, we thank Allah. The blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan.